It is Women's Month, and by now you know that we are not celebrating women. We're educating the men and the women in this country about and around what Women's Day means, what it is to be a woman, and how we can be better human beings to the women directly in our lives, from our daughters to our moms to our sisters. And I'm trying to change the conversation around Women's Day. Now, on the line from Latitude's Art Fair, she's going to tell us all about this, is Roberta Cocci. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Danielle, how are you?
I'm so good. It's really good to finally speak to you. We've emailed each other for a very long time, and now I get to actually talk to you, which is awesome.
It's very exciting. Thank you.
Okay, so Roberta, you've been in my inbox for a very long time. Give us a little bit of background, who you are, what you do, and how you're involved with Latitudes.
Sure. So I've worked in the creative space for many, many years now, probably about 12 to 15 years. And I actually used to be in media as well. I worked in magazines. And then I moved into events and I became passionate about creating platforms for creatives to showcase and sell their work. So I've done things for, in the food space, in the art space, the design space. And most recently, last year, together with my partners, we launched Latitudes Art Fair, which took place on Nelson Mandela Square in September, which was Joburg Art Week. And it was an amazing success. We started planning it 3 months before the event. There were moments when we just thought this is actually physically impossible. What are we dreaming up? But then it all came together. And what was really interesting about it is we wanted to democratize the process when it came to selling art, because we just found that, with art fairs, they actually only allow galleries to sell art, and not even galleries. It has to be galleries that have a physical space. Often they have to have been around for a certain number of years. So it's quite an elite space and difficult to get into. And we thought, why is that? Why don't we just change that? There are no rules. And so we created a platform where anybody could sell their work. And obviously it's curated, we want it to be a meaningful experience for the visitors. But basically, galleries could sell their work, not-for-profit organizations, curators. And what was most radical about it is that independent artists themselves could sell their work. And, we thought we'd get a lot of backlash from the industry, but we didn't. It worked beautifully and there was a wonderful atmosphere and it just felt really friendly and accessible. And that's the general feedback that we got from visitors. And then this year, we were planning on going bigger and better and doing an amazing, huge fair. And yeah, I think you know what happened there. So it actually ended up not being the worst thing in the world for us, this old COVID, because we spent lockdown fast-tracking a plan we'd always had, which was to turn the fair into an online platform that works all year round. So we've literally all been sitting in our separate apartments and houses and dreaming together this platform, which we launched a month ago. And it's phenomenal. I mean, if I may say so myself, it's really just, we've been overwhelmed by the response to it. Because basically what it is a website where we have over 350 artists featured, all from the continent, from Africa and the diaspora. And over 120 institutions or people selling art. And anyone from around the world can go on there and buy work from Africa, buy artworks from Africa. So, with the original goal of ours to democratize the process, we feel that this has just fast-tracked that and given us such a huge, huge audience, which we never could have had just from a physical event. So we're super chuffed.
No, and I was just going to say, we talk about a lot of the negatives surrounding the pandemic, and there are many, many, many negatives, and many people are struggling. But I feel like in this space, it's forcing us to think outside of the box and to look at things in a new way. And I think that this is actually the perfect space for artists because there's so much more exposure now. People are doing everything online. Why not buy art online as well?
100%. And we were a little bit nervous about it to start because we thought, maybe people do actually need to see the artwork physically. But 5 years ago, I wasn't buying clothes online. Now I only buy clothes online. And we're seeing it. I mean, we've had people from literally all around the world buying art off the site. It's phenomenal. And I was looking at Google Analytics this morning because I'm a bit obsessed with them. It's amazing how you can track stuff instantly online. It's phenomenal. And since we launched, the platform's actually been viewed in 92 different countries. So, I mean, that just blew my mind. It's, you know, the platform that we're creating and giving independent artists and galleries such a wide audience. It's so rewarding for us.
Okay, so now let's say I'm an independent artist and I'm listening to this and I'm going, that sounds like a plan. How do I get in touch with you? Can I get in touch with you? Is there a process? Do I have to be a specific kind of artist? Like, should I have, I don't know, like, what is the process?
Yeah, you can definitely get in touch. Please do. We're always adding new works and new sellers to the site. So if you go onto our website, which is latitudesartfair.com, there's a sign up page. And on there, there's a form where you can apply. And then what happens after that is, as I mentioned, it's a curated platform. So your application will go through our selection committee. And once we've decided whether your application is successful or not, we'll be in touch. And then if you're successful, and we'll send you a login detail, and you can actually, it's like you'll have your own little microsite within our site. So you can upload your works, Oh, what's really cool as well is that we have all the prices on, which is very unusual in the art world.
I know.
It's great. Just in terms of transparency, it's wonderful. Because, you know, I'm actually not from the art world myself. I'm more from the design world. But, you know, I find it intimidating. You go into a gallery, and then there's some, you know, often quite intimidating gallerist there that you've got to ask about the price of the work. Mm-hmm. And then they tell you the price. You think, oh, I can afford that. And they're like, actually, no, that's in dollars. You know, it's been, I've had a couple of awkward moments. So I think this is great, especially for newbies to the art world. You know, they can sit in the privacy of their own home, browse the work, see the prices. And if they like something, they can buy it. I've gone completely off topic there.
No, that's fine.
So basically, yes, you can apply online and we'll let you know if your application is successful. And then it is a very curated site. So even if your application is successful, we still curate every single work that goes on. So you can keep adding new works, but they all need to go through our selection process.
I have spent some time on the website, the Latitudes website, and I've gone through some of the images and some of the artworks, and I've got to tell you, it is a very different space. I love going into a gallery. I've never asked for the price of a painting because I just always assume I cannot afford it. But I love going into a gallery and just experiencing the art, you know, and sitting with the art. And it is a different experience, but it's not any less than being in a gallery. You know, it's almost more freeing because I can do it in my pajamas with my cup of coffee, and I can really get into the pictures and I can really like experience it more. If that makes sense.
I'm glad you say that, because that's exactly what we want. And of course, I mean, I'm not trying to undermine the gallery experience at all. I mean, we all love going to galleries. But yeah, and the nice thing is also you can educate yourself on the site. You don't have to feel like, oh, I should know who that artist is. You can click on them, you can read about them, you can see their works, compare it to other works. So, you know, our tagline is making art from Africa accessible to the world. And that in everything we do, that's in the back of our minds.
Now, I want to delve a little bit deeper into art because, I went to art school. There were kids that were studying art. I did drama. And parents always said, you know, those kids. I mean, what are they going to do, those kids? Because if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, and to take nothing away, art is beautiful and art is definitely needed. And more than ever, we need art. But if, you know, there's this preconception that an artist is not going to make money, and especially not in South Africa, unless you are in a gallery or you own your own gallery. I want you to maybe help break some of those stigmas.
Sure. Well, I've actually got a great example of that is that, you know, as you said, the online platform is creating new markets and it's changing the way we do things. And so we allowed independent artists onto the platform, which, you know, as I mentioned, would never have been allowed traditionally. And we actually had last week, one of our independent artists, she completely sold out her last painting online. So she's madly making new work and she's uploading it. And so I just think that, you know, we need to change the way things are done. We're living in a very different world now with the internet, and we don't need to follow the norms that have been done before. You know, everyone can have their own website. Everyone can have their own online presence. And I think a lot of it is about having the confidence to do so, but also having the network and people to support you along the way. So, you know, that we want to very much take on that role for independent artists on Latitudes. And, you know, it was very gratifying for us when this artist sold out, because she said herself, you know, she didn't have that kind of market before, and this has opened that up for her.
Do you find that, because I obviously looking through Latitudes, and with it being Women's Month, maybe it's a little bit of like, what is it, bias, that women are top of mind for me, and I'm looking at it. I feel like there are loads of women on your site, and loads of women are curators, and there are loads of artists that are women. Did you lean towards that, or has that just organically happened?
You know, we are an all-women team, so maybe unconsciously we're leaning towards it. Definitely not a conscious decision, but also being Women's Month, I think if you go on the homepage, you'll see a lot of female content. That is very intentional at the moment. And, you know, even last night we did a webinar with four very powerful women talking about how women are underrepresented in the art world as they are in every industry. So, you know, it is important for us to showcase women as much as possible, but that's not to say that we are, you know, neglecting men in any way.
No, David, there are definitely men. Yes. There's definitely very masculine art on the site. But I wanted to quickly talk to you about this webinar herself. At work in the art world. Tell me a little bit about the incredible women that were on the panel, and what the discussion was around.
So we had a powerhouse team of women. I was so proud to watch it last night. So we had one of our directors, Mkhathi Molebatsi. She is a very renowned figure in the art world. And Refilwe Nkomo, who is the head of Vansa. Then we had a gallerist, Beata, who I think you're going to be chatting to as well. Mm-hmm. And then Charlene Khan, who is a visual artist and also very strong feminist. And they spoke about the topic of, you know, women are, they're half, more than half of the creative industry is made up of women. Yet, as in so many other industries, very few of them are leaders. And what we are going to do to change this. And it was actually a very inspiring talk, very positive. We all left there feeling like there's a lot of work to be done, but it's possible. And, you know, if we all work together, we can get it done.
We can get it done. And I think that this is the message. You know, I've been asked for many years, I've been in this industry for my whole life. And every year when Women's Day comes around, you get asked the same questions. What is it to be a woman? How can we be better as women? And what is our message to the world? And I think it is time that we start saying, no. We're tired of those questions. It's about educating and it's about changing our history, because people are going to look back. And we have a choice, right? We have a choice to be the highest number of GBV, the worst people in history with regards to women and child abuse and gender-based violence, or we could be uplifting women. And I feel like this is what Latitudes is doing. And I feel like, by example, you guys are going to start the snowball effect of other people going, oh, okay, well, if they can, then we should just one-up them. And it's kind of like a one-upping of betterment, which I'm here for.
Oh, thank you. And I think on that note, you know, just last year we had this idea to start an art fair, and I had moments of having almost a breakdown, thinking, what are we doing? Who do we think we are being able to start an art fair? And, you know, it just brings that to me now we've done it and we've seen it's possible. Then you can move on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and get bigger and better. And it just brings me back to the point of confidence. And I just think that, yes, unconscious bias is all around us. And yes, we look to other people to rectify that. But often, I think we also perpetuate unconscious bias. And I mean that in a, not in a negative way, but I see it myself. I'm not as confident as I think I would be if I were a man. I mean, I don't want to sound to put myself down or anything, but, and I, you know, I had an example with an ex-boss of mine who once said to me, you know, Roberta, I only hire women because you guys work so hard and we can pay you peanuts. And that really opened my eyes. It's like, that is how people look at us. And why is that? So I think it's also up to us to step out there. And what I do now is I actually have a very good client of mine who I consider a mentor almost, who is male and much older. And he's a bit older. And Now I do things like when I have to send out a quote, I actually sometimes bounce it over at him and I ask for his advice. And often he'll just say, you need to double that. Yeah. You know, and I think it's not always a male-female thing, but I think very often it is. We are unsure of ourselves. We doubt ourselves. We don't feel like we can charge the same amount as our male counterparts. And, you know, that it works both ways. So we're self-perpetuating it sometimes. I'm speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for all women, but I've become very aware of this lately.
Same. I feel this. I feel this hard. It's almost like you are speaking to me.
But you know, I need it. One of my friend's boyfriends is very high up in a local corporate. And every single year, the guy goes out and gets another job offer. Not because he wants another job, but just so he can take it to his bosses and get an increase. I just thought that is just such a level of confidence. It's something I never would have thought of doing. And why not, you know?
You know, I think you are going to be the spokesperson for the future of women, because we all need to be doing the same thing. But it's so true. We don't rate ourselves, and we need to start, because we are doing just as much, just as good, just as everything as our masculine counterparts are. I think we are a little bit guilty.
Part of that is supporting each other and mentoring each other and just chatting. You know, I've also got a lot of friends who I do, you know, we phone each other and say, I've just been offered this job, you know, how much would you quote on it? And I think having that transparency really will help us. You know, we need to be supportive of each other rather than competitive of each other.
Okay, so if we want to go and browse some art, if we want to become part of Latitudes, where do we go, Roberta, and how do we sign up, and how do we buy the art? Because I see there's art from all over Africa here. How does it come find me in Brakpan?
Yes, so basically you'll go on as a shopper, you'll browse the website. If you see an artwork you like, there'll be an inquire button next to it. Mm-hmm. And you can just fill out this little contact form that actually comes to us at Latitudes, and then we'll introduce you to the seller, who will either be a gallerist or an artist. And then we will manage the process. You know, you always know you can come to us if you're having an issue, if you haven't had a response. But it's quite nice. People have been saying it's the first time that they're actually getting introduced to the artist directly. And it's been cool. Like, we've seen some buyers have ended up in an artist studio after connecting with them and, you know, and discover and having conversations with artists they never would have chatted to. So we're liking the community element of it. And soon we will be adding an e-commerce element too. So you will be able to buy directly off the site. But for now, you inquire and we put you in touch with the seller.
I love that. I've already, in my mind, bought about 6 pieces from that suit.
Well, that's good to hear.
there are already spaces possibly on my walls for them.
Amazing.
Awesome. Roberta, thank you so much for chatting to me. And thank you for being so open and willing to share. And also for giving women artists the platform to do this with.
Thank you. And thank you for giving us the platform to talk about it. We really appreciate it.